All right, it is the first official day of summer, and we're talking what else? College basketball, of course, right here on the Tri-State College Basketball Podcast. I'm Brian DeNovellis. School is out. The heat is here. It's Triple H season. Hazy, hot, and hoops. College summer workouts have begun. They run for 8 weeks, June 15th to August 9th. It's player development time. It's a time for the coaches to get all of their new players, incoming recruits, transfers, and returning players molded together for 8 weeks of light workouts. It is limited, but they have time together in the gym under coaching supervision. Great time of the year for these programs to really bond and mold what will take shape and build their chemistry and roster connection for what will happen in the fall and winter months. And now it is my pleasure to welcome back to the Tri-State College Basketball Podcast, the head coach of Rutgers, Steve Peichel. Coach, how's it going?
I like that. Hazy, hot, and hoops.
That's
like
it. That.
That's what it is. Wouldn't want it any other way, Brian. I appreciate you having me on. And that's right. We're right in the middle of it. And I wouldn't want it, you know, any other way again.
Yeah, these workouts have begun. You know, one of your star players, one of your star incoming freshmen, Dylan Harper, underwent surgery on his knee. He was injured during the high school season and played through it. So from what I read, he's not going to be able to participate in any summer workouts, but his prognosis for the fall and so forth is good, right?
He's great. He's, you know, walking around, rehabbing, doing what he needs to do. And it's not a big deal. So we're excited. We're excited to have him first and foremost. And we're looking forward to him being 150% healthy.
Awesome. The rest of us are too, no doubt. Love to see him on this level because we know he was a special player and, you know, MVP of these all-star games at the high school level. So, you know, on paper, let's talk about the team that you've assembled through the portal this year. Last year, the portal caught you off guard as we talked about, and it was well documented with, you know, players leaving late. But this year you were extra prepared and you went out to really try to lure and draw players with experience, players who were leaders, you know, fifth-year players, the ability to shoot, hit free throws. And judging by the four players you brought in, Coach, I'd say they checked all the boxes.
Well, I mean, you know, really excited. You know, first, the players that decided to leave made that decision quickly. I mean, there are new rules, too, in place that weren't in place last year, you know, with the graduate students. So the NCAA made a great, you know, decision there, which helped programs out. But, you know, our guys that weren't returning decided quickly, which really helped us. We had an extreme focus on, we wanted guys that could make free throws. That was number one on our list, free throw makers, guys that wanted to be at Rutgers and guys with great leadership. And I think, you know, Zach Martini played on a Sweet 16 team. He makes free throws and threes. I think Tyson Acuff is seventh leading scorer in the country. So anytime you get a guy like that and shoots over 80% from the foul line, and PJ Hayes, I think one of the better shooters in the country from three-point land, and another really good, you know, free throw shooter. And then Jordan Derkak, who's the player of the year in the Northeast Conference and the defensive player of the year in the Northeast Conference. Great size and, you know, a guy that can get to the rim and just do a lot of different things. So, you know, mature guys that wanted to be at Rutgers, and I'm thankful they, you know, they picked us, and we fill a lot of voids with those guys. They got terrific size too. All of them are big and have great length, you know, to go along with our three returning players that I think are really, really good, and our toughest three players, Jamichael Davis, Jeremiah Williams, and Emmanuel Ogbo. So excited about, you know, veteran guys returning. And then obviously we added an elite freshman class.
So as you look at this roster and you try to, you know, go through player development here with the summer workouts, you know, it's so early in the process, right? But what have you been most impressed with so far in these first couple of sessions?
Really the camaraderie for a group that, there's a lot of new place and a lot of new people. They really seem to, get along. And I think this is the wave of the future. You're going to have a lot of, change over every year in college basketball. That's where the new rules have kind of come into play. And this group has really gotten along. I mean, our talent is at a higher level than last year's group. But I think their work ethic too, they're in the gym, they play pickup, they organize that themselves. They are in the gym shooting at times on the weekends when nothing is mandatory. They're getting better, and I like this group. They want to be at Rutgers, and we're excited about the season. We're preseason top 25 right now. That's where we're picked. I think they're excited about the challenge that that brings, and I think they're figuring it out and working hard together.
So how are you handling these expectations? Really, this is the most, it's going to be and already is the most hyped Rutgers season that we've ever experienced in this modern era of Rutgers basketball. You're the head coach of this. You've had talented teams before, but not with expectations like this, not with the number two and the number three rated recruits in the country coming in. So in terms of expectations, how are you handling it, and what's your message to the team?
I mean, we've always had high expectations, so no matter how we were ranked or what have you, so we've always had the bar set high here from day one. We talked about, winning a, Big Ten championship, winning national championship. So that hasn't changed. I think these guys have raised the bar. Our size right now is high major size at every position. Our talent is really good. I mean, Ace Bailey does things that people don't do on a basketball court. As you know, Dylan Harp was MVP of the McDonald's game and of the Jordan Brand game. I mean, how many players are able, to have that on their resume? And he's a big point guard, like size-wise, major size-wise. But Lathan Somerville was the runner-up to Mr. Basketball in Illinois, and Dylan Grant, probably the most athletic guy in the class. Out of Toronto, I think he's going to be fantastic. And Bryce is 6'10", 6'11", and I think he could be like Caleb McConnell, defensively. So that freshman class has added a lot, but they're in the gym kind of guys. We got veteran guys on the floor now. We got to stay healthy. That's one thing, we weren't last year. A lot of injuries at a lot of different positions, on our team, and that certainly hurt us throughout the season. We didn't have the depth that probably need at the Big Ten, especially if you got injuries. I think this year we have the depth for some obstacles to fight through. But I also like, our talent and our approach. And, I really feel good that these guys are getting in great shape right now. And we got a 1 year, I think one year college basketball program now. You can't count on kids coming back the following year. It's just, let's have one great year and then we'll figure out next year. And I think that's now where college basketball is, and that's where we are right now. And I'm excited about this 1 year, having my best year as a coach and helping these guys have their best years as players.
If college basketball is here and this is the future is now with this system, coach, can coaches avoid burnout? Because it's become an 11-month, 11.5-month type of a career now where there really is very little to no off season. Can you and other coaches continue to sustain this?
Well, I will tell you, it's still being a coach is still the greatest job, I think, in the world. And is it hard? Has it changed? Yeah, it's changed a lot. It's changed in the last few years, and not just because of the portal. We also went through COVID too. So COVID, portal, name, image, and likeness. This past year we recruited, for the last 3 years to bring in a really good freshman class. As soon as the year ends, you're now recruiting your portal class, and you spend the next 3 months recruiting those guys, along with getting your freshman class here on campus. There's no longer like any downtime. And I love basketball, so that's part of it. But your family suffers a little bit, and that's probably the sad part of it is, there's no more vacation. I used to always try to sneak out in early June before the players came on campus and try to get somewhere, but no longer are those available. And, you know, those are the sacrifices that you make. But I love being in the gym with my guys. I love when I'm around and they're popping by the office. And, you know, you just got to understand you don't get to coach these guys for 4 years anymore. So you're a little selfish in that you want to get as much out of them as you can for that 1 year. And both personally and basketball wise and physically, all those things. So I enjoy my tech chats with these guys. I enjoy when they come by, and you have to be in the office to, you know, accomplish those things.
Yeah, I think that that's the right approach. And if you're you know, family can support you with that, then you're able to do both. And you're right. Live for the moment. Don't worry about next year. Live for the moment. So with this size, coach, you know, there were many games last year, especially in the Big Ten, where, you know, your guards were overmatched and bigger, stronger, taller guards were able to take advantage of those mismatches. And you mentioned this, you alluded to it. I mean, you brought in tall, talented players, and Acuff 6'4", you know, Martini's versatile, 6'7", Durkak 6'5", Hayes is 6'6". Harper is 6'6". My goodness. You know, that's not going to be a problem for you. Now teams are going to have to worry about your size.
Yeah, I mean, we can get back to that. We used to be one of the bigger backcourts with, you know, Caleb McConnell and Paul Mulcahy and those kind of guys. You know, Cam Spencer, these guys were good size. But, you know, last year we did the best job that we could, you know, at the time. And we filled in the pieces that were available at those times. And I'm thankful for those guys coming in here and helping us, you know, continue being a really good program. And we had 63 straight sellouts. We're heading to next year. We're going to sell out every game. We have a 99% return on season ticket rates, you know, like unheard of. I don't know who that 1% was, but we'll find out, you know.
Their loss.
Yeah, type of a deal. But it's really an exciting time. We were able to add some things that obviously we didn't have last year. But we upped our talent and we upped our size. That was one thing. We knew we were going to lose some players. You know, that extra COVID year puts players' minds in different places. You know, when they know they got one more year somewhere else, they've already been here 4 years. You know, so we knew that. Ace is 6'10", Lathan is 6'10", Bryce maybe 6'11", Dylan Grant 6'8". Like you said, Dylan Harper 6'6", maybe 6'7". I mean, these guys are big and athletic, so we wanted to add them. And then I thought we did a good job in the portal of filling in. We needed some leadership, and Zach Martini's been a great leader his whole time playing. You know, Acuff can score, and he can score alone. Like, you know, we haven't had a guy like that since Geo Baker, where he could just create his own. And Jordan has been fun. He does a lot of things. Jordan's a steals guy. He's big. He's put together. He can play the one, the two, the three. He was defensive player of the year. And P.J. Hayes hit 9 threes in a college basketball game. He's one of the best three-point shooters in the country. So we've added them. And Jeremiah, we got him back.
Mm-hmm.
Williams, he was our leading scorer. He's an awesome personality and a really good player. Emmanuel Ogbo, you know, write this down, a really good player. And he's 6'11". He's 275 pounds. He runs and jumps as high as any big guy we've ever had. That includes Cliff, Jermichael Davis, fast and tough and experienced. So our toughness is improved. Our talent base is improved. And, you know, obviously we had to improve, and our staff did a really good job of making sure that happened.
Who's going to be, will there be a ball handling? I guess, will they share the ball handling duties? Williams can handle the ball, and Acuff, and even Harper can handle the ball.
I mean, Harper's is good. I think number one rated point guard in the country. So Ace Bailey can handle the ball like a point guard. So when he rebounds, he's going to be bringing it up. We have, like, we're kind of positionless. All those guys can play. Acuff can bring the ball up. J. Mike brought it up last year and was probably one of the better defenders in the league. Jeremiah was our point guard for half the season when he got eligible. Zach Martini's a really good passer and handle the ball. Lathan Somerville, an excellent passer, as a 6'10", 270 pound center. He's an excellent passer, you know. So a lot of guys that can really handle the basketball. We become more positionless, and which I like. But you know, if we have an injury, hopefully we don't have any injuries, but we have a lot of different guys that can fill in and bring the basketball up.
Then that's going to be hard to game plan for, right? Because it's not just one person bringing the ball up, and you certainly have some press breakers there, and a lot to be excited about on the offensive end. Coach, you've been known as a defensive coach, and statistically, your defenses have been right up there at the top of the Big Ten. So now with all of this offensive talent, are you approaching things any differently? Are you installing a different type of a system? What is your offense going to look like?
Yeah, I mean, I really think, first of all, just, you know, the improvements hopefully we're going to make from the free throw line will change our points per game completely different. We missed the most one-on-ones in the country last year. So even the free throws we missed, we didn't get the opportunity to get the second free throw, too. So, you know, these guys are better scorers, you know, that have come to us too. Obviously, Ace and Dylan are elite scorers. So it gives us a versatility. We can play five out now. You know, Zach Martini can shoot the ball. Lathan Somerville can shoot the ball at the five spot. You know, like we've never had that at that position. We have more drivers. But, you know, we have to play defense too. I mean, you know, Brian, it's still 50% of the game. And we've been great in that end of the floor, so we want to continue that. We want to obviously improve our offense, which I think we have done. In a lot of ways, our size is going to help us in rebounding. Our length is going to help us in steals and finishing at the rim. You know, that's another stat that we were not great at last year, finishing, and that's partly because of our size. You know, and we did have, you know, Austin Williams was hurt from some of the season. Noah Fernandez was hurt for some of the season. Mawat Mag was hurt. We didn't have great depth to begin with. And then when you're eliminating key players for certain games, you know, that's a struggle for you. You know, we are going to do a great job of opening up the floor and letting guys go downhill and do some things. And, you know, you have a 6'10" playmaker now. You have a 6'6", 6'7" playmakers, you know, kinds of changes, you know, how you can attack teams.
Who does Ace Bailey remind you of? Any you know, former UConn player that you played with, anyone from the NBA? I don't want to put expectations on a kid, but he does things athletically at that age that I haven't seen. The person I came up with was Dominique Wilkins, who's probably too young for some of my listeners, but just a freakish talent.
He jumps like Dominique Wilkins, and he kind of plays like, you know, Lamar Odom. He can kind of do pass the ball, but he's athletic like Dominique. He's 6'10", he's 17 years old. I mean, this is what awesome family. He's an awesome kid. He's got a great energy about him. He comes in the gym. He's ready to practice. He's happy. Just, you know, he's unique. He just is unique, and he can actually play five positions, and he can guard anybody. People are going to see his lateral quickness is elite. Like, he can sit down and guard any position. You know, it's been fun. It's been fun coaching him. He's in the gym. You know, it's been fun coaching all these guys. But at that size with his, you know, skill set, you know, he really can play a lot of positions. And, you know, it's just been fun. He has a second gear to him. When he goes to the rim, he just keeps going, you know. So guys are trying to block shots, he just keeps rising up over the top of them. So every day in practice, you kind of go, oh, did he really do that? And the answer is, yeah, he just did that. He made it look easy too. So it's been fun. It's been fun. And I'm looking forward to his best days are ahead of him too. That's the scary part.
Yeah, that is scary because he's done some highlight reels already, and I look forward to more of those at Jersey Mike's this year. Coach, a couple more questions. The schedule this year is unlike any other you've ever faced, and I love this NIL, you know, tournament in Vegas. You know, it's able to put money in teams, $1 million. That's a lot of money towards NIL. The schedule is crazy. They looked at Rutgers this year and said, yeah, we want Rutgers there. And you're going to be tested early with Notre Dame and Alabama and Houston. What an opportunity this is for you and Rutgers.
Well, I mean, you know, we always play the best schedule in the Big Ten, and now we've added four teams, UCLA, USC, and Oregon and Washington. So our league is just a complete monster. And then people talk, the non-conference. Well, we got Seton Hall, who's obviously really good. We have Princeton, who they've been to the Sweet 16. We have Houston, who is arguably number one or number two, whatever they want, Alabama. You know, Notre Dame and Coach Shrewsbury is one of the great coaches. And when at Penn, I think he does a fantastic job in the recruiting class he has coming in there. You know, we're gonna play, you know, Wagner was in the NCAA tournament, St. Pete's was in the NCAA tournament. We're gonna play Monmouth local down the road. I mean, people don't know. So we play the best Big Ten schedule every year. We have for the last 8 years, or top three out of 14 teams. That's what we're always ranked. So it'll be a top 20 schedule again, which we play every year, and we'll be challenged at every part of our season. Looking forward to, you know, the Vegas tournament. Looking forward to, you know, enjoying these guys for 1 year, like enjoying this team for this year and having fun with them. And we'll have many obstacles. We certainly have challenged ourselves at every position and at every game. So it'll be fun.
Going to be strange seeing Cliff in another uniform, and you'll have to coach against him. I'm sure it'll be a little emotional for you.
One of the great kids I've coached, a great student and a great kid. And, you know, he's going down to Alabama, and we'll be rooting for him for every game except that one. But I got a pretty good scouting report on him, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, Coach. So, goals toward the end of this these summer workouts. Number one,
You
I
know,
would like to come out healthy, but
Yeah, the great part of, you know, you get 8 weeks, you don't get a million hours with guys, but, you know, trying to really, you know, get these guys in really good shape, learning a lot about them, trying to figure out who the leaders are. And I think we got some really good candidates for, you know, leadership. You know, trying to have fun. We do every Tuesday, we do something different as a team. We go different places. We put the phones away when we do those things too, which I think has
yes.
been, you know, important. And it's been fun to hear kids talking and not texting, you know, that kind of thing. So the summertime's, you know, fun, and get them stronger, get them in shape. The young guys figure out, you know, our system, and have some film to fall back on, and then give them goals at the end of the year. Hey, this is what I liked at the end of the summer. This is what I liked. This is what I didn't like. Go home for a couple of weeks. We got to come back and figure some things out. So this time of the year is fun, but it's also telling, and yeah, you know what you need to do as a program, and you get to figure guys out too. So important time, and my staff's done a fantastic job. So you know, and knock on wood, you always it's always about health. When you only have 13 scholarships, like, it's always about health, and no one ever factors that in. But when your main guys are out, then it becomes more challenging your world.
Yeah, no, I love it, Coach. When will the schedule be finalized? Do you still have to pick up
Yeah,
one or two more?
it's never out until end of August, because the television stuff, well, you know, the league has to go through all that stuff. So end of August, the whole thing will be finalized, and dates and all that kind of stuff usually end of August.
But do you still have any more non-conference
We
games to fill?
have one more game to fill, so we're looking forward to doing that soon. But we have one more game to fill. Otherwise, we are done with a challenging schedule.
All right, Coach Steve Peichel, thank you very much. And listen, enjoy the time with these guys. And the season's going to be here before you know it. And I hope you get to take a little bit of vacation with the family, even if it's just a little, weekend to Cape May, whatever it is.
All good, Brian. Thanks so much for having me on, and you have a great summer.
You too. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, that is Steve Peichel, head men's basketball coach at Rutgers. Expectations are sky high for that team. Listen, he can say, we have Final Four aspirations every year. We have national championship aspirations every year. That's fine internally, but externally, those are the expectations. Compete for a Big Ten championship. NCAA tournament is a must. Sweet 16 is where these expectations are for this team. Preseason top 25, get to the second weekend of the NCAA tournament. Anything less than that, with this talent, with this hype, with two of the three top rated high school basketball players in the incoming class, expectations have never been this high at Rutgers. Greatest recruiting class in Rutgers history. Tie that in with three fifth year seniors and a very talented player in Jordan Durkat coming in, who was NEC Player of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year. The talent has never been higher. The expectations have never been higher at Rutgers. It's now. Those are the expectations. We will see if Rutgers can live up to those expectations. Listen, some people are even calling this a Final Four team. That's a lot with all of these young pieces. But compete for a Big Ten championship, like I said, NCAA tournament, Sweet 16, that's where the bar is set for this team. Steve Peichel is in uncharted territory dealing with the most talented roster he has ever had. All right, it could rival some of the talent. I'm talking about the talent of some of those UConn teams that he played on. I'm not saying they're as good as that team, but you can make a case that they're more talented. All right, you've got two lottery picks in Harper and maybe the number one overall pick in next year's NBA draft in Ace Bailey. That's how good and that's how talented this roster is. On the banks of the old Raritan, the college basketball world in New Jersey will be focused right there. They are the center of attention this year in New Jersey college basketball. My thanks to Steve Peichel for coming on and sharing all of his expertise and his insights for this Rutgers men's basketball team. My thanks also to our sponsors, the North Jersey Vipers Softball Club. Check them out. Talk to Bob Germano, the owner and director. They have a new website. Go to their website at northjerseyvipers.com. If you or your daughter or someone you know wants to play high-level softball, this is a program you have to consider. All right. Also to Mike Supa of Ward White Sotheby's Realty. Mike is a trusted name in real estate. If you're looking for a home, looking to rent, looking to buy, looking to sell in Monmouth or Ocean County, give Mike Supa a call, 201-988-2577, and tell him that Brian sent you from the Tri-State College Basketball Podcast. As long as there is news, and as long as there are summer workouts and something to talk about, we will have a podcast for you right here on the Tri-State College Basketball Podcast. My name is Brian Dinovellis. Continue to spread the word, continue to share our podcast, and continue to download it. I thank you very much for your listenership. Until next time, enjoy your summer and hope to talk to you very soon.